Just a few days before downtown Fresno's newest winter attraction was set to open, Christy Gordon didn't think it would happen.
You know, on Wednesday, it was just so hot. It was just walking to the office, which is right by here, I thought, I don't know how they're going to be able to pull that off. I just really don't.
A late fall heat wave brought temperatures into the mid to upper 80s. Not exactly ideal weather when you're trying to freeze a man-made lake in the middle of the city. But after a delayed opening of one day, last Friday morning the weather changed and temperatures dropped into the 50s. Just the nudge from Mother Nature that organizers had hoped for, and downtown Fresno's Fulton Mall turned into an unlikely winter wonderland.
Yeah, I came today and looked out my window, and it was the morning, and there were several people, like, on the ice, and it was just crazy. It was kind of surreal.
And surreal might be just the right word. Ice skaters young and old filled the rink on Friday evening, which is located right at the door of the landmark Security Bank building. It's the latest project from the Downtown Fresno Partnership, a private group of downtown property owners who are attempting to revitalize the area.
Well, over a month ago, they started putting up a big metal platform. And then after that, they put some pipes on top of the platform. And then just recently, they started spraying water on those pipes. There's a big machine that pumps refrigerant through those pipes, and then the water on top freezes. So we had cold weather yesterday, so they were able to get ice.
That's Steve Skibbe. He's a downtown ambassador for the partnership, sort of a roving concierge whose job is to help shoppers and visitors find their way around and answer any questions they might have about the neighborhood. Today, he has what might be one of the best jobs in Fresno, introducing people to the rink, all while on skates himself.
Nobody believed that there was going to be real ice here. That was the big thing. They're like, there's no way. I mean, it's Fresno. There's no way to do this. And there is a way to do this, you know, and we're doing it. And I think they're doing it well.
Skibbe says the ice rink is part of an effort to bring more people downtown by creating an attraction that isn't found elsewhere in the valley. Among those who made it out for the opening day of the rink were Christina Guerrero and Tio Martinez. The teenage couple stood near the center of the rink holding hands, not so much out of a romantic mood, but more to keep from falling.
Well, I actually saw the news this morning and it sounded really fun, so I came out here.
It's something I've never done before, and because she wanted to come, so I brought her. Or she brought me.
I don't really know how to ice skate, so that's why.
Is this your first time on ice
skate? My second time.
Any falls the first time?
Very. A lot.
And the skaters aren't the only ones who hope they don't fall. The ice rink is a major gamble for the partnership. Earlier this year, the group held a fundraiser in which participants paid for the privilege of rappelling off the top of the Security Bank building, in part to raise money for the rink. Sponsorship dollars from Community Hospital also helped make the event possible. But Elliot Balch, downtown revitalization manager for the city of Fresno, says that no city money is involved in the effort.
So no city money is going into this ice rink. This is not a city project, but it's definitely consistent and, you know, furthers the city's goal of revitalizing downtown Fresno. You know, it's come down to just really hundreds of thousands of dollars that it's taken to put this on, coming from the property owners.
Several years ago, the owners of properties near the Fulton Mall voted to form something called a P-Bid. It's something like a homeowners association, except instead of enforcing rules on what's in someone's driveway, the focus here is marketing downtown and attracting investment. Building owners pay an extra fee on their property tax bill each year, and that money is controlled by a board of property owners. Balch says the renaissance downtown is already underway. He points to the new wood-fired pizza restaurant that opened last week near the ice rink, the Fresno Brewing Company, and several other new businesses as examples of the rebirth. He says the ice rink is a family-friendly destination, which can also bring shoppers to those businesses.
You know, it's true. You can't find another outdoor ice rink this winter anywhere in the four-county area, so we have something unique here, and that's really important.
Back on the ice, Christy Gordon is skating backwards and turning with ease, while others are working hard just to stay upright. It's pretty clear it's not her first time on the ice.
I grew up on skates. My brother played hockey, and we all hung out in the ice rink. But I haven't been on skates in a very long time, so this is great. It brings me back to my childhood.
She offers this tip to veterans and newcomers alike.
don't freak out as you're going down, because that it really hurts a lot worse as you fall once you stiffen up. If you just kind of go with it and glide, it's a lot easier.
And Gordon says this first day of skating on the new ice rink downtown won't be her last.
Oh, no. I have several lunches and breaks throughout the winter season, so I'm sure I'll be out here. It's great exercise, and it's fun.
For Valley Public Radio, I'm Joe Moore.